San Jose Sharks to terminate Evander Kane's contract over COVID-19 violations. By Warner Todd Houston on January 9, 2022. The San Jose Sharks told Evander Kane that he would have his contract terminated over repeated violations of the team's coronavirus protocols. Kane had been shunted off to the Sharks' AHL affiliate, the San Jose Barracudas, since the end of November after being placed on waivers and completing a 21-game suspension for submitting a fake vaccine card. This weekend, Kane was placed on unconditional waivers for violating the AHL's protocols. The Sharks announced that Kane was on the road to termination. The San Jose Sharks have informed Evander Kane that he has been placed on unconditional waivers with intent to terminate his contract for breach of his NHL standard player contract and for violation of the AHL COVID-19 protocol, the club said on Saturday. The club will have no further comment on this matter. Kane's visit to Vancouver last month while still in the league's COVID protocols was his latest violation of the rules. The Players' Union, the National Hockey League Players' Association, quickly spoke up about the announced plans to terminate Kane over the protocol violations. "We are aware of the San Jose Sharks' stated intent to terminate Evander Kane's contract," the NLPA said in a tweeted statement. The NLPA intends to challenge any such action by filing a grievance. Kane's agent also spoke out about the decision. "We are aware of the Sharks' decision to put Evander on waivers for contract termination," agent Dan Milstein said on Twitter. "If he clears, we will file a grievance. The Sharks do not have sufficient grounds for taking this action." Kane, who has not played a single NFL game this season, apologized for the fake vax card incident. "I would like to apologize to my teammates, the San Jose Sharks organization, and all Sharks fans for violating the NHL COVID protocols," Kane said according to NHL.com. "I made a mistake, one I sincerely regret and take responsibility for. During my suspension, I will continue to participate in counseling to help me make better decisions in the future. When my suspension is over, I plan to return to the ice with great effort, determination, and love for the game of hockey." Las Vegas, Nevada, March 15. Evander Kane, number 9 of the San Jose Sharks, waits for a face-off in the second period of a game against the Vegas Golden Knights at T-Mobile Arena on March 15, 2021 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Photo by Ethan Miller / Getty Images. Kane has had other issues recently besides his dislike of the league's coronavirus policies. He was also accused of domestic assault by his ex-wife. However, after looking into the matter, the league said they could not find enough evidence to substantiate the claims. Also, in September, allegations were made that Kane was betting on games in violation of league rules. The league said no evidence of gambling was found, either. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.